Hey everybody, it's Angel. So I really want to make this audio for people who are thinking about making their first erotic audio and sharing it with all of us, or anyone who already makes them, and or just people who create scripts. I wanted to talk about creativity and my process to kind of share. I've never talked with anyone about their processes. The people that make the audios. The erotic fantasies and all of that stuff and their process. I know some people spend a bunch of time on theirs and other people don't spend much at all and still can create these fantastic scenarios and amazing sounds. And same with the people that write the scripts. So I just wanted to share my creative process a little bit. And see if that maybe helps anyone, or maybe someone's nosy about how I do things, but I'm happy to share. So first, I typically try to create a schedule for myself, and not so much a schedule about, like, recording, but I try to make, I have this really super adorable planner that I'm kind of obsessed with, so I like using it a lot. I like stationery things, like pretty paper and pretty pens and things like that. And so, a few weeks back, I sat down with this really beautiful planner of mine, and, I was just like, all right, we're just gonna write out, I know about how many audios I like to make a week. I like to make about 4 a week, half, erotic, and the other half just random, and, sometimes more, sometimes less, but that's about the number I enjoy making and have time for making, and, I'm talking with my hands, and if you hear noises, it's because I'm sitting at my desk, and I just, like, bumped my waste paper basket that's next to me. I move my hands a lot when I talk. Anyways, so I sat down, and without my notebooks that have all of my fantasy ideas for things I'd like to do, I just sat down, and I made a list of things. I'm like, oh, this is a position I've never incorporated into an audio before, and I really want to, or this is a phrase that I can go off of and create a whole scenario just from saying this one phrase, or just things like that. And I have a few series that I like doing. Like, I have my Little Miss series, where I have, like, a submissive young lady that I'm grooming and you know, teaching her how to be very sexy and actively sexy with me. And then I also have my stalker series, which I haven't done much of lately. I have lots of good ideas for it. I just need to get in that headspace to do it. Anyway, so I sat down and I wrote it all out. And I actually have a schedule written out for myself up till July 1st. And of a story idea, four ideas for every week for up until July 1st. And that makes me sound so organized, and I'm absolutely not. Because I don't always feel like I'm in the mood to record, or I'm not feeling that particular idea. So I always make sure and save that idea because I can come back to it another time. So I write it someplace else. But for whatever reason, this works for me because it's like I know ahead of time, like my brain can kind of, even though I'm not thinking about it, my brain kind of already knows it's coming up. So kind of like in school all those years when I waited till the last minute to do those really important papers, and they just really just poured out of me because I'd already given myself plenty of time to mess around and not really think about it. And so for whatever reason, my brain kind of had it figured out. I don't know if that works for anyone else, but that's kind of how my mind works. I've also found that some story ideas for me can be very persistent. I don't know if anyone's ever had that, where a certain idea pops into your head and you're like, oh, that's not something I'm normal to do, or that's not something I'm normally into, or it's just kind of out of nowhere, and it just kind of follows you for a couple days. Has anyone had that before? That happened to me recently. It happens to me fairly regularly, but the other day I actually recorded and posted on GWA a non-consensual, a rape story fantasy. That's not me. I typically don't do those. That's not a fantasy genre that I am am big into. And it's not, it just doesn't turn me on. I don't see anything wrong with those fantasies. There's no reason, like, I wouldn't put it down or I'm too good for it or anything. It's just not my thing, typically. And for whatever reason, this idea came into my head and it just kept poking me for a few days. And I wasn't aroused when I made the audio, because I always, I'm sure if you've listened to anything I've said about making audios, as I always say, I have to be turned on. I have to be aroused by these story ideas, or I'm not going to make the audio. And I think a lot of other audio contributors are the same way. But I wasn't actually aroused by making this audio, but I really enjoyed making it. I really, for whatever reason, I was really happy to give the story the life that it was begging to, for me to give. I have notes in front of me, so if you hear papers turning, that's why. I just really wanted to make it, and I actually gave it a few days to figure itself out. I'm like, you're on your own, you know, idea, brain, work together. Come back to me when you have something. And so one day I just sat down and I, you know, figured it out and recorded it. And it's just a really organic process for me, which that sounds so snooty, I feel, when I say that. But it's just the truth. That's how my brain works. I'm very patient with my creativity. And I know that can be really hard. I've been a creative person. I've been a musician and a dancer and in that world since I was 4 years old. So I've had a long time to practice being patient with my creativity and with writing and everything like that. And I've always found that I get really excited about a story idea. So I'm like, oh my gosh, this is on deck. I don't care what else I was working on or thinking about. This is next. And I want to hurry and make it immediately. Like, I want to make it that moment I think of it. And obviously, at least for myself, it's not going to be that good. Like, I've hurried things along and just posted things because I was excited about them. And I don't feel that I've ever posted anything that I was terribly unhappy with. I'm like, oh, I could have done that different or da-da-da-da. But I try not to look back and just look forward and see what I can do better in the future. But I always feel like if I just take my time, it'll be better. I'd rather give it the time it needs to grow than to rush it. And that's why I've kind of found like the schedule for myself, even though I don't always adhere to it. I feel like I'm coming up with better things or things that I'm more happy with. I don't know if that makes sense. The other thing like about creativity with like what I do and make these erotic audios and all that fun stuff, is I've found that some days I get really hung up on, I really want to record something, I really want to make a fantasy, but everything's been done. Like, I feel like I need to reinvent the wheel. Does anyone else have that, where you're like, oh, everything's so cliche, and I hate cliche for myself, and I'm like, everything I'm thinking about has so been done already, and I don't know how to put an original spin on it. And that's when I always make myself go back into, this is so cheesy and so dorky, I think, but I'm going to share it anyways because it's really an important part of my creativity and in my life. I am a huge South Park fan. And if you don't know what South Park is, it's on Comedy Central. And it is just this fantastic animated show that so many people just think is horrible. But it's been around, it's going into its 20th season this fall, and I'm so excited for it to come back. No, this spring. No, fall. I don't know. I think spring. They just announced it. I'm sorry. But Matt Stone and Trey Parker are the creators. They are completely hands-on. They write everything. They voice almost a large percentage of the characters. And I've listened. I have every single episode they have made, and they do commentary. They on every single, well, I don't think they did the first two or three seasons, but they do like commentary minis is what they call it. Hang in there, I'm going somewhere with this. I'm totally fangirling on them because I'm in love with them. But they say the last thing they want to do is look back on what they did and talk about what they did and what they made. They're always, you know, looking forward to see what they can do better in the future. And I love that. And there's a really noisy car going by. I'm so sorry. And, anyways, they my all-time favorite episode they ever did was an early on one, and it's called The Simpsons Already Did It, and it is such a great episode on so many levels. But pretty much they just outright say every idea has been done, and yeah, everyone's already done it, but we haven't done it. And so we're gonna, you know, it's not like we're trying to copy on people. It's just everything's already been done. And that's the same with sexual content. And I always have to remind myself that, yeah, it's great to be inventive and give like really super new ideas and awesome. But everything's already been done. And sometimes I find that just me whispering, "I want you to fuck my pussy," it works every time. Like, my listeners and the people that click on my audios, for the most part, are really okay with just hearing that sometimes, and not me, you know, throwing myself and exhausting myself and stressing about coming up with something new and grand and fabulous. Although I love that part, I'm not saying I'm gonna be lazy. But these scenarios, like the pizza delivery guy in porn, or the pool guy, or, you know, the babysitter, or, you know, all of those, you know, they keep making them because they work. I mean, it's okay to put your own spin on something that's been done a bunch before. It's okay. It works. People like it. So if you're ever in a rut, I totally support you in going, looking through what other people have done, looking through, you know, what are the hottest things being clicked on Pornhub? What are people really into right now that's popular? And get some ideas from that, because, yeah, everything's been done before, but not by you. And it's just like when you really like somebody, like you really, really like somebody, and all you want to do is hear them say something really sweet. Like, you have a beautiful voice, your eyes are incredible, or whatever that might be, and yeah, maybe you've heard it a bunch before in your life, but you've never heard it from them, and that's what matters. So that's how I always look at this, and just being creative. And yeah, you want to come up with a whole bunch of really great new ideas, and I think that's awesome, but don't ever hesitate on putting your own spin to a classic. So I don't know if this helped. I don't know if I really talked about anything. I feel like I always say that. I always end this with this. I'm just gonna like give myself that little, make myself feel like, what is it? That self-deprecating moment. I don't know. I'm not like that usually, but with you guys, because the people that listen to this are typically the people who make audios. And so you're like my peers, and I look up to so many of you, and I'm kind of just lurk though. But I do like to offer my support, and I love discussing that kind of thing. So I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this. I had fun thinking up and sharing my little bits of how I'm creative, and supportive thoughts for you guys when you go and make your scripts and your audios, or think about it, or just, you know, creating fantasies for whatever part of your life you use them in. So, all right, everybody, take care, and I'll talk to you so soon. Bye, everyone.